This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, Now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Let's check in with one of our community reporters. Dorothy McNaughton joins us now with news from Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario. Hey, good morning, Dorothy. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Good morning, Dave.
So, Dorothy, you and I have something in common. We both love the fall. So what's it like this time of year in the Sioux?
Oh, it's gorgeous with all the trees changing colors, and a lot of people come here just to see the color change and drive north of the city, and lots of people take the tour train. Unfortunately, this year the tour train only ran for 3 weeks, but and it was packed and it was sold out early.
Where are some of your favorite spots to go when you're getting outside the city or just take in that fresh fall air?
Well, just a little. Well, it's sort of inside the city. We love Hiawatha Park. It's a really neat location to go and look at leaves. Grow Cap out the west of the city is also beautiful. And then if you really want to see the gorgeous colors, you drive north quite a ways up Highway 17.
What's up there?
Well, just a lot of different colors, like the reds and the yellows and like tons of bush. You know, we're surrounded by bush. But the colors are more beautiful north of the city, you know, than they are if you went east towards Sudbury or what have you, for whatever reason. And that's where the Agawa Canyon tour train goes, is north of the city to the Agawa Canyon. Of course, you can't go there to the canyon by road. You have to take the train. And it is just a beautiful trip.
Beyond the beauty of the leaves changing in that fresh fall air, Dorothy, how do you feel about sort of walking on those leaves once they fall, feeling that crunch under your feet and hearing that sound? Does that work as therapy for you? It definitely works as therapy for me.
Oh, absolutely. And it brings back childhood memories. And, you know, our grandsons who live in the Sioux here, they still jump in the leaves and help dad rake up the leaves, you know.
Always trying to help out through a little bit of jumping and piling and throwing. Dorothy, you know, we're talking about the fall here, but of course the other thing right around the corner is the holidays and Christmas and Hanukkah, which means crafts, gifts, etc. And the biggest craft show or holiday craft show and craft fair is coming our way out of Northern Ontario. So what kind of crafts and goodies can we expect?
Oh, it's great. It's really nice to have it all in one place at the Bush Plain Heritage Center, which I've talked about before. And they're all local artisans, so local crafters, people who make jewelry. There's one woman, I love her work. It's all quilting and quilted materials, and she makes just a whole variety of things like table centers and placemats and then more elaborate things and quilts, and there's just everything under the sun, and of course, tons of Christmas crafts.
Well, yeah, of course, it's holiday season through and through. So, Dorothy, when you're in there, when you're in that craft show, because I imagine you're going to go, I can hear the enthusiasm in your voice. What are some of the things that you're particularly looking out for?
Oh, I mean, even though I have tons of Christmas decoration, I still love to find new ones and different ones. And, you know, so that kind of thing. And then we're expecting a new baby in our family, youngest son.
Wonderful.
In just a couple weeks. So baby things. Oh, my goodness. You know, grandma loves shopping for baby things, especially. This is going to be a little girl. And since I had boys, you know, I like the little girl outfits and stuff. So,
it's a whole new opportunity for a new era of shopping, a whole new list of things to get.
For sure, for sure. So, you know, and what I like about this is it's all in one place. There's tons of crafters. There's different vendors each day. So it's on November 6th and 7th and on November 13th and 14th. So lots of opportunities for different local artisans. Goes from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Bush Plain Heritage Center. And that's easy to get to by bus, easy to find. It's right on the waterfront. And you know, I really like the fact during COVID that it's all in one place. You do have to show your proof of double vaccination, but you used to have to go around to all kinds of different craft fairs, so it's great to have it all in one place.
Mm-hmm. So bushplane.com is where folks can learn more. Bushplane.com to learn more for this 8th annual event. Like Dorothy said, November the 6th and 7th and 13th and 14th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day. Hey, Dorothy, there's so much more going on than just craft fairs and leaves falling off the trees. The Piper Project is looking for book donations this month, so we need some information here. Or what is the Piper Project? Who started it and why?
It's a family named the Hogans who unfortunately had a child that was born a year ago, pass away when she was born. And so because the older daughter had been looking forward to reading books to her sister, you know, they thought, what can we do to sort of bring something positive out of this experience and help other people? So they started a project gathering books for babies, for newborns that they could take to the hospital and make sure that every parent that had a child in the hospital, a new baby, could take a book home for the baby. And I'm, you know, me, I'm so big on books for everybody and especially books for children. And I love the little board books, you know, that kids can stick in their mouth and chew.
Yeah, yeah.
Without the book falling apart. So they're collecting books, new books, at their location. It's called a Hogan's Homestead Building. 536 Second Line West, Mondays to Thursdays, they're there, 10 to 3, and they will accept the books. And then every month, they take them into the hospital and make sure they get distributed to new families.
Excellent. Yeah, it sounds like a really amazing and important cause, and one that unfortunately came out of tragedy but could have a very positive social impact moving forward. Hey, Dorothy, as always, we like to wrap up by talking about the next Get Together with Technology, where, well, I'm curious. I'm always curious to know what's taking place at this next Get Together with Technology. Who's going to be stopping by? What are you guys going to be focusing on?
Well, it happens to be tonight, too,
hey,
which is great.
Hey.
So 7 p.m. tonight, 4 p.m. Pacific, because we take people from all across Canada, even though it's called Northern Ontario and Rural GTT. And so we always take recommendations from people who attend these get-togethers. And so the question was raised, you know, what is there in Windows 10 that we can use either in the way of a speech program or a magnification program? And as it turns out, Windows 10 has built-in narrator and magnification programs. So that's what we're talking about tonight with Brian Bebo doing the presentation. And of course, lots of sharing from people that maybe use it or haven't used it and are interested in, you know, learning how to use it. It's pretty simple, apparently.
Yeah, more and more Windows is becoming a little bit more user-friendly. It's becoming a bit easier to navigate through. The search bar is much better than it used to be. So that's a good one, getting everybody together talking about that one. And it's not too late for folks to sign up and learn more. Yep. They can send an email to gtt@ccbnational.net. That's gtt@ccbnational.net to learn more. Hey, Dorothy, thank you so much for taking some time to be with us today. Enjoy the session tonight. Enjoy the leafs under your feet. Enjoy the craft show. Sounds like you got a busy couple weeks ahead of you.
You bet. Thanks a lot, Dave.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.